Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Alhamdulillah, this is our first seerah class. And in it, I want to do an intro, which I want to mention a rule for reading the seerah, studying the seerah, and in general for studying any hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is said, narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhuma, that they said, إذا سمعتم الحديث عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فظنوا به الذي هو أهدى والذي هو أتقى والذي هو أهيا. When you hear the hadith, narration, on the Messenger of Allah, think of it or consider it, that which is closest to guidance, that which has the most guidance, and that which has the most taqwa, and that which is most appropriate. When you hear the hadith on the Messenger of Allah, think of it that which is closest to guidance or the most guidance, that which has most taqwa and that which is most appropriate. So what does that mean? So the Prophet ﷺ, he was not just the best of the Muslims of this nation. He was the best of the prophets. The prophets were the best people ever chosen, and he was the best of them. He was the best of the prophets, and actually he was the best of all creation. He was better than all the angels, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he was the closest person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has the most taqwa of anybody, and he knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best. So when we read a hadith or read the seerah, we keep these ideas in mind. So for example, if somebody I knew, a religious person or an imam of the masjid, for example, if somebody came to me and said, you know, the imam, I caught him lying, or I said salam to him and he didn't reply my salams, what would I say? I should say to them, you know, you're probably mistaken. I'm sure, you know, you're mistaken. You've got something wrong. Why? Because I would have give the imam, this religious person I know, I would give him the benefit of the doubt that I know he wouldn't lie, or I know he wouldn't have this kind of bad character. So how so of the Prophet ﷺ? When we hear, for example, he reacted in such a way, he was happy about something, he was angry about something, how do we understand that? Now, of course, there is this element that the Prophet ﷺ was a human being, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a human being with the message so we could follow him. But we have to keep in mind that this messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the purest soul. His soul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it didn't have any blemishes in it. It didn't have any spot. His heart was spotless, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than any of creation. He closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even than Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, right? So when we remember, when we read a hadith or when we read his seerah that he did something in such a way, as reacted in such a way, do we say to ourselves, oh yeah, I would have gotten angry as well, or I would have been happy, or I would have reacted similarly? No, we can't, because our nafs, our soul is so different. We have such, our intentions are so different. Our knowledge is so different, right? So we have to submit that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we submit to his purity. We submit to his, that he has the most highest intentions, the greatest of intentions, the most loftiest of intentions and mannerisms, and the way he did things was on a different level, on a level that, you know, as any non-prophet, we can't comprehend. We'll never be able to comprehend what prophethood is, and anybody who was not a prophet. So we have to submit to not understanding completely. You know, we can have this understanding, yet of course he did that because he's out of mercy, out of love, out of kindness, out of, you know, etc. But we have to submit to understand that, and be humble that we would never be able to completely understand, because to give him that opinion, that good opinion, that that he deserves, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the messenger of Allah. Inshallah, we keep this rule in mind when we do the entire seerah. And until next time, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.